Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Phil Hendry. Yes, Phil Hendry. Noted legendary satirist, legendary broadcaster, a member of the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah! Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yes, it's our very own Phil Hendry. And here he is now, Phil Hendry. That's who he is right now.
What? Well, who's he going to be doing tonight?
He's going to be the same.
I'll be the same guy, bud. Thank you very much, Margaret. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have with us tonight Ted Bell, who is thinking of, I guess he got a bad review.
He got a bad review in the, I think it's the Chef, the Beverly Hills Chef Report, that is a trade publication of the restaurants and the chefs in the restaurants, apparently. He got some kind of a...
Well, they didn't take kindly to the promotions the restaurant does.
Well, that's what's been bugging Ted for the longest time.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, he was upset. He didn't like... Ted Aween's coming up, and it may very well not happen.
Ted Aween's not going to happen.
Not my understanding, no.
Pardon me, I just belched. That was nice. Sorry. So we're going to get Ted Bell on the line from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Why not?
I'm on right now. Yeah. Come on down. Hey, everybody. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. And I want to tell you something right now. If you've heard me in the past or I've been hitting something a little too hard, I've been on the promotion bend a little too much, things are changing at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Thank you. We want
to put our meat in your mouth. All right, Ted Bell with us. And Ted, that's what I was hearing. I was hearing from Margaret and from the general and from Bud that things have, you've been upset. I saw on social media, let me just my glasses.
Well, you know, I can tell you what I said on social media, Phil, because I posted it today on X, and I was also over on Blue Sky. I was on Tribal.
Are you on all of those?
No, I'm actually just on X, but I'd like to be on Blue Sky. What I said was, hi, everyone, it's Ted Bell. Yes, I own a restaurant. I think it's time I get back to using the X account for what it was intended, promoting my restaurant with class and not for figuratively sitting in a foul diaper at the maitre d' stand crying about...
Yeah, crying about a failed promotion.
And I can tell you, Phil, that we got Ted Aween coming up, and I got to clean my act up.
Well, what do you mean clean your act up, Ted?
Well, you know me. We have these promotions. They fail. Ted Aween, where I...
All right, Ted Aween, let's start with Ted. Let's start and end with Ted Aween, because that's what's coming up.
I tell you what, if I can help it, Ted Aween will have no place at all in this restaurant. And I have Chef Cadelia. Yes, Chef? Well, I just was going to say, that's going to be very difficult, because people look forward to Ted Aween. And it's a very simple, because they get a free dinner. We gave away 200 free dinners, Phil, last Ted Aween, or Halloween, if you will. Because Ted comes out wearing a cape and some fangs. You get them from a toy store. No, I did not get them from a toy store. No, I did not. I got those fangs. They were those wax fangs. Yes, I bought them from a novelty shop, but it wasn't a toy store.
Okay, so why are you dreading doing Ted Aween again?
Because it's in big demand. People are going to be very upset if we don't do Ted Aween. We give away free dinners. If you don't flinch, if you don't get scared, if you don't make any kind of a move when Ted comes leaping out from behind a curtain, no, it is not behind a curtain. Well, yes, it was. Last year, you came out from behind a curtain. I thought it was behind the maitre d' stand.
Okay, I know the promotion that you're talking about.
Ted, I think you said last year you came out from the hallway.
From the what?
Yeah, you said you came out from the hallway near your office and went, yeah, something like that.
Yes, and it wasn't just, yeah. I come out from the hallway, I'm wearing a cape, I have fangs, I actually got Terry and Marcy at home, she put on some of that white pancake makeup and made my lips red, and I looked like a real vampire. And I cannot understand why when I... What happened, Phil? You know.
Yeah, I know. He came out from behind the... wherever it's a curtain or something. And what'd you do, Ted?
I come out from behind the curtain and I go...
I know what's wrong with that.
Oh, let me know. I sound like I'm crying, right?
You do.
Yes, you do, Ted. You sound like you're starting to cry because no one's scared of you.
No, that's not it at all. That is me as a real vampire going, yeah. God damn. So I told him, you sound like someone, you know what you said, Ted, and I agreed with you. You're getting tired of sounding like a baby soiling a diaper with every field promotion.
Okay, I wanted to bring that up, not you.
All right, that was, you know, as long as you brought me on to help promote Ted Owen.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to do Ted Owen.
All right, let's start from the beginning here, because I'm something's getting lost. You're not going to do Ted Owen.
No, we are not. He doesn't want to do Ted Owen because he feels he's a failure. And people laugh at him. And
you give away a lot of dinners.
Yes, we gave away 200 dinners last year. But the people love it, Phil. They think it's a fun promotion. They love it because I don't scare anybody.
You do it.
They love it because Ted is not particularly scary with the vampire scream.
All right, so if I could just understand this a little better. Ted comes leaping out from behind whatever it is.
That's right.
And he goes, he screams like a vampire.
Screams like a vampire, yes. And hardly anyone flinches.
Well, at least 200 people didn't flinch, didn't do anything.
Yes, that's correct.
And so, 200 dinners later.
200 dinners later. Ted, it's not so much Ted. Come on.
What?
It's not so much the money, right?
No, it's not the money. It's the humiliation.
I just feel, like I said to you, Phil, and I said on social media, I feel like I'm sitting in my own foul. I feel like I'm sitting in my own filth in a diaper the way I'm blowing these promotions. And
well, then why don't you stop doing them?
Because they are popular. Hello? They're popular. Said stop that, okay? I'm just telling Phil they're popular promotions.
All right, then you're going to have to live with them.
Oh, whoa, look at this guy with all of the answers. That's fantastic. Now we're on Phil's show. We're promoting the restaurant to Phil's listeners. And I would hope, and I'll leave if you want me to go back in the kitchen.
You know what? I would, if you wouldn't mind get back. No, but I didn't say get back in the kitchen. I said,
if you tell me to get back in the kitchen, you know what happens. You get a serving tray bounced off of your face.
I understand that.
All right, take it easy, guys. Be friends, okay? You got a successful business. Ted, if you don't want to do Tatooine, don't do it. But what I'm hearing from everybody here is it's such a successful promotion, you know.
Yeah, it's such a successful promotion, you don't dare not do it.
Well, that's pretty much it, you know. 200 people are going to be lining up out the door. So they line up down the street the night of Tatooine. And I feel like I'm telling you, Phil, I come leaping out of there as Dracula with fangs, with the cape, with the white skin, trying my very best to scare the living hell out of someone. Just one person going, just anything.
Does anybody get scared?
Yes, a few people get scared. I'd say, we got about 400 people in here. I don't know, how many people do you think we got last year? Last kind of win, man. They were coming in from 6 o'clock in the evening all the way until we stopped serving at 10:30. I'm telling you, right, we had about 200, maybe 300.
So we gave away dinners to everybody?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, you're going to need to come up with something different. I was going to say that, Ted. Come up with something different. Get a scarier scream or something. Or come up from behind them.
Well, every year with every Tatooine, with every failure of Tatooine, instead of sounding like a Dracula or some vampire screaming and going, yeah! I sound like a baby sitting in the foulment of a...
You really got this baby sitting in its foul diaper thing going on.
Because that's how I feel, Phil, okay? Let's say something, Ted. When you scream like that, you cry at the end.
Yes, you do, Ted. This is what you do. You go, ah!
What?
Yes, you do, Ted. You do this. You kind of whimper.
No, I don't.
You kind of do, man. You kind of do. Do it again.
Here's what I do. I leap out from behind. Here comes a couple. They're coming up to the Mater D stand, and, Jerry or Sean or somebody is on, and they come up right behind me and go, What's wrong with that?
You just went like this. You went,
Oh, bullshit. Just threw the phone at me. Where are you going? It's to you.
Tell him to come back, please. He's my guest and he's my sponsor.
Mr. Henry said to come back. You're the guest and sponsor. Yes.
Ted.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you making a bigger deal out of this. Why don't you just say, hey, this is cool, man. We're giving away 200 dinners.
I look like an ass. Don't you understand? When I go, yeah, and no one, I look like, as I said, Phil, I might as well be, I'm a grown man, actually. I'm a diapered grown man who just fouled a diaper and I'm sitting in it.
And I'm looking up at people and I'm saying, would somebody please get me something to wipe with? He walked away again, Phil.
Let me guess, you want me to come back?
You want him back?
Let me talk to you for a minute, Chef.
No, he wants to talk to me.
Why?
Because he said he wants to talk to me. Don't grab the phone from me, Ted.
Hey, you know what? That was uncool.
That wasn't cool, Ted. How'd you like a servant trick? I'm here, okay? God, I'm sorry, Chef. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, look at Ted. My advice at this particular juncture of this thing is that you just say, you know, it's off. We're not doing Tatooine.
I can't because it's too popular. Aren't you listening to me? Aren't you listening to anything that I'm saying? Ted, you're starting to whimper. Lately, Ted, you've been starting to cry and whimper like someone's old grandmother going, you got to knock it off, Ted. Chef, you still work for me. Okay, that's right. I can go across the street to Eddie's. Oh,
look at so the solution is what then?
I don't want to take it. It's your show. Yes, Phil.
What is the solution?
The solution, as far as I'm concerned, is that I think I failed so badly. I had Don Scribner. You remember Don Scribner, who works for the ad agency in New York?
Yeah.
I had him draw up a poster with me in a diaper, sitting in a foul diaper, so you can see a little bit. I'm dead serious.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. You can see a little bit of the turd. I'm sitting in a foul diaper with a big crybaby look on my face, saying Tatooine is off because Ted Bell has failed. He gives away too many dinners. He couldn't scare an infant. So Ted himself is an infant in a diaper, fouled, soiled. Why are you laughing?
Because, Ted, I've never heard anything more absurd in my life. Not only have you failed at this promotion, which I don't think you have, I think it's a resounding success.
How can it be a success when nobody's scared of me? You're giving away a lot of dinners. You give away a lot of dinners, that means I'm losing money.
Wait, you've been a success with this thing. But what you want to do is you want to say to the customers, this is how bad I think I've done, and on top of that, I'm in a diaper with excrement in it, and it's leaking out the side, and they're walking into a restaurant?
Yes, that's right, because I feel it's only fair to say, I am, when it comes to this promotion, I'm just a baby. Yes, I am all grown up in my 50s, but I'm sitting in a...
I think it's asinine.
Well, I might have figured you'd say that, Margaret.
Of course I'd say that. I'm sitting in a diaper, a foul diaper, because I can't do the Tatooine promotion, so why don't I just not have it and also tell you why, because I'm inept when it comes to promotions.
Ted, I've never heard you be so self-damning, so self-effacing is probably not even the word. I've never heard you put yourself down like this.
Well, you know, I think it's about time, Phil, because Tatooine sucks. I had St. Valentine's. That blew every ape in the zoo. We had, as you know, we had Easter Ted. That sucked every ape in the zoo. We had 4th of Ted. Sucked every ape in the zoo. We had Labor Ted. Sucked every...
Okay, Ted, I get the idea.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, Ted, so Tatooine's off, huh?
I don't know. No, Tatooine is not off. If I got to get into a cape, I'll do it. No, hold on. No. If anyone's going to be getting into a cape, I'll get into the cape.
All right.
You'll get into a cape, and then what? I'll get into a cape, and I'll put on the fangs, and I'll come out from behind the doorway, and I'll go, ah!
Ted, why do you cry at the end?
I don't.
Yes, you do, man. I ought to play it back for you. You go, ah, like that.
You do, Ted.
Yes, Ted, and I think that's the only thing you have to straighten out.
Do that again.
No, you this is what you do. You go, ah, like you're screaming, and then you devolve into just an infant. That, you know, that's the last F-bomb that guy drops on this show. Tell him, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Bell. Sorry. Mr. Henry had a... He had to be... Because you F-bombed. You F-bombed. Well, I'm not allowed to say it. Well, you said fuck. Give me the...
Ted.
I'm sorry, Phil. Honest to God, I'm sorry. I had no idea that I had no idea I F-bombed there.
Okay. Well, you did. Okay? And you're getting upset with Chef Chedilia.
Why are you always taking his side? Taking my side, he's trying to get you to sound to understand that when you cry, when you scream like Dracula, you wind up crying like someone's bitch. That's what.
On to the next guest. That's it. On to our next guest, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Ted. I take it Tatooine is on. So head to Ted's of Beverly Hills Halloween night. He'll give you a free dinner if you don't flinch, don't get scared, don't even blink when he comes out from behind the
the curtain and goes, ah! Yeah, and then starts crying at the end of it. It's like this. He goes, ah! Yeah.
Well, not quite.
Well, it's like that. It's like this. He goes, ah! That's it right there.
Right. And not only that, he's going to put up a poster of himself in a soiled diaper. Man, this guy, he's getting, you know what? There's something wrong with him, and it's getting worse every day. Let's take a break. We're back with Vernon Dozier on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com is the greatest value online other than porn. 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content. Also, Phil's great podcasts. Some of the greatest archived comedy in the history of radio. Coming up Friday night at the BSPs and More page on Facebook, it'll be a chat. Phil will talk to you and you to him and he to you and you to he. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a backstage pass. Or don't, as the case may be, but you'll regret it. You'll regret it, maybe not today, but you will for the rest of your life.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Phil Hendry, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Margaret, and welcome back to our show. Vernon Dozier is a head football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale. He's the varsity coach. He's also coached at odd times the girls' softball team. You've been pressed into service, coach, a lot of different ways, doing a lot of different things, but they love you over there.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. I like to think that they love me, but I'm coming off of a leave of absence.
I know you got suspended. I want to find out about that. But I do want to emphasize that you've been with that school for a long time. You've brought them a lot of championships in football. How many league titles?
Well, we've been fortunate enough, Phil. We had a Continental League. We won six times.
How many years have you been the head coach?
I've been there 25 years.
All right, so six league titles. How many division?
We won the Division 3A four times.
Division 3A four, and then you went to the state finals?
And we won the state championship once.
Dad, coach, it's fantastic.
That is a fantastic record, coach, that needs to be pointed out, and you need to remember that.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Phil. I wonder why it is you're saying that right now. I know I'm coming off a leave of absence, and it was demanded by the administration of the school, and I suppose I deserved it because I was being, I was being disrespectful to a fellow faculty member. But I don't think I'm all that. Let's face it. As I pointed out on your show, and we'll talk about it tonight, I guess, I couldn't get a coaching job for the longest time. I had to dance door-to-door.
Yes, you told us about dancing door-to-door, village-to-village, town-to-town. We heard that.
Oh, well, I don't want to bore anybody.
Well, you're not boring us, Coach, but you always bring these things up to make sure we know what a loser you think you are.
I don't think I'm a loser, Phil. I think that I can't sometimes... there's a guy you got on your show, Dr. Jim Sadler. I've heard him say that he wants, quote, he wants so much. I don't want a lot out of life. I just want to have a good job. I want our football teams to win, okay? And I want to think of myself as a coach and not a guy that danced from town to town, village to village when I didn't have a coaching job.
Well, the reason why you were put on a leave of absence was why?
Well, you know why.
I know. Yes, I do know why. I want you to tell the audience.
There was a faculty member that he'll remain nameless, but a faculty member that I don't particularly get along with. He was suspended for being involved with an administrative board member's wife, if you're ready for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when I found out about that, I knew that he was seeing this gal, and I didn't say anything. A lot of people knew about it. In fact, probably the whole damn faculty knew about it.
Wait a minute. This guy was a member of the faculty.
Yeah.
And he was, what was he doing?
He was sleeping with with a board member's wife.
And everybody knew this?
I'd say everybody in the faculty knew it. Maybe a few people on the board knew it, but practically, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole student body knew it. This guy is the only jackass that didn't know anything about
it. You got to be careful, man, because you don't want to get sued here.
I'm not mentioning his name, but when I heard that he got suspended, and he's still got to deal with the ramifications, the repercussions,
the repercussions
to his reputation. And this board member and his wife basically have said that this guy is lower than whale stuff and should never have come near her.
Wait a minute, there's a woman. This woman was willingly involved with this man, and now she says he's lower than whale stuff.
That's right. So they pretty much isolated this guy.
All right, so where does your suspension come in?
When I heard the guy had been suspended, I did a bit of a skip dance. I danced down the corridor, and I turned around, and I high-kicked back.
You danced down, so you did a dance?
Yeah, I did more than a dance. In my mind, I was thinking, luck be a lady tonight, and I was high-kicking all the way down the corridor. Then I turned, I high-kicked back down the corridor. Then I twirled once, did a layout, twirled again. Then I did kind of a swing step, and then high kicked. It's like a goose step. And you're high kicking down the corridor. It looks like you're goose stepping, like you're yavo. It's not a goose step. Almost like when you do a high kick, it's almost like you're marching down the hallway with the high kick.
All right, so you're giving us this dance, for which you got suspended.
That's true.
Well, it sounds like you should have. I mean, it sounds like you were rubbing it in.
Well, this is a guy. Everyone knew this guy was sleeping with this guy's wife, and I'm the guy that did a dance. Basically expressed what everybody else thought, and I get suspended.
Well, all right. What did you think should have happened?
I think they probably should have said, "Hey, there goes Dozier. He's dancing after this guy got suspended for sleeping with another guy's wife. I mean, he slept with her." Okay, so I'm going here, Bud. If you got it, I asked Bud to line up Luck Be a Lady tonight.
Yeah, I got it here, and I got it here in turntable too.
Okay, this is.
Wait, what are we doing here?
I'm going to do the.
He's going to do the dance step to Luck Be the Lady tonight.
You're going to do the dance. What is this going to do for you?
You're going to hear what.
So you were celebrating this man being suspended.
Yes, I was celebrating it. I could well imagine if he'd been sleeping with my wife, he would have died. Okay? So probably what I was celebrating more than anything else was the fact that this guy was going to live. Luck be a lady. You get it?
Okay. So you were dancing to this tune.
Yeah, I was dancing. Bud, go ahead and fire it off.
Rain.
All right. Here it is right here, Phil. Yeah.
And Luck Be a Lady, yeah.
All right. So I'm high kick. I'm high kicking down the hallway.
Luck be a lady.
I'm high kick. Now I swing, I twirl about. Now I start high kicking back the other way.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Now I spread my arms and I twirl.
Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with.
Twirl. Now I spin and high kick.
Luck be a lady.
Now one big gigantic kick. Yeah, right there. You missed it.
What did I miss?
When he says, luck be a lady tonight, and my kick goes way up in the air. I kick. A lot of people have said, Phil, that my kicks are so high,
it's what?
You can see, they said my leg goes up so high you can see my...
What, your balls?
I wasn't going to say that.
All right, grow up.
All right, hey, here we
go. Be a lady
tonight. High kick, twirl. See?
Okay, so kill it, bud.
Well, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Kill it, bud, for crying out loud. No wonder you got suspended.
And what is that supposed to mean?
High kick. You're doing a floor show. Coach, it sounds to us like you're out there knock it off, bud.
Sorry.
You're out there doing a dance like you're, just as Phil said, like you're doing a full act.
I got excited, and in my mind, I could hear Luck Be a Lady.
Did anybody else hear this song?
No, that the song was in my mind. Luck be a lady tonight.
So you look to all the people in that hallway at that school like some mad nut that's doing a high kick, with your kick going so high people can see your balls.
All right, I'm sorry that I said that, Phil.
Well, that's what you're saying. High kick, and then twirl, all of this to music that only you can hear.
All right, I'm really sorry I brought it up. I thought you would understand. I thought there'd be some sympathy here for me and for other members of the faculty who are happy to see this guy being given a leave of absence because he slept with a wife of a member of the board. But you're not.
I'm telling you, man, that with something as delicate as that, it's nobody's business but their own. And if the whole of you, all of you on the faculty, felt it was a good thing, probably your celebration should have been more muted. Maybe I should have gotten together and had a cup of coffee.
Okay, so I can't show... this is great. I've been in therapy lately. After I got a leave of absence, I'm just back now on faculty. I was suspended for 2 months. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was 2 months, no.
Okay. During that two-month period, I went into therapy. And I said that every time I'm happy about something, when I get really excited about something, I got someone that comes along and throws garbage on me.
And you really feel that. You feel like people are throwing garbage on you and you feel good.
Yes, because I express myself with dance. And when I go, yeah, and, you know, luck be a lady tonight, people look at me like I crawled out of the inside of a rotting watermelon. He's laughing.
Yes, I am.
All right, so people think you're weird.
People think I'm strange looking, yeah.
Well, you are strange looking, man, when you're dancing to no music.
But I feel good for me. For me.
All right, this guy who has been suspended is feeling bad enough. He's out on his ass. He's got the faculty staring at him like he's a turd. He's got the wife and the board member. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, we thought they were going to get a divorce, but they decided no. In fact, they renewed their vows last week. And meanwhile, this guy is out there looking around for burger coupons. You know, it's...
And you're laughing at it.
I did a dance.
You know, Coach, sometimes it's a better... It's discretion being the better part of valor. You just appreciate it and move on.
Appreciate it. All right, well, I didn't do that.
And as a result, you did this big high kick dance, and you got suspended.
A leave of absence for a couple of months, but that was 2 months ago. I'm coming back now. And I can tell you, Phil...
What if you... Has this guy been fired?
No, he... Well, no, he's not been fired, but he's still out. When he comes back, I will go up to him. I'll say to him, his name's Dan. Is that...
No last names.
Okay. Dan, I'm sorry. You know, it felt good knowing, you know, it wasn't so much that I was dancing, it's your misfortune. I just started to... I need to dance every now and again.
Oh, so you need to dance, and that's why you danced when you heard about this man being suspended.
It seemed to be the best way for me to express myself, okay? I agreed I wouldn't dance and do high kicks when I hear about another teacher getting disciplined. I said that to Father McQuarters. You know, I can just tell you, Phil, it's...
Well, you're the guy that you don't want to remember your dancing days.
I don't, but it's kind of automatic because that's how I made my living for the longest time.
All right, big question everybody's got on their minds and on their mouths.
No, I'm not coaching football this year.
Okay, so it's over.
It's going to be over, yes. I do not want to coach another down of football. I'm gonna, for the first time in my life, relax, stay as far away from football as I can get, and enjoy my life. And if I want to go back to dancing, maybe I will.
You got to be kidding me.
Wait a second, you're going to go back to dancing?
Now that I don't have to. You know, Phil, it's how I made my living for the longest time, and I find myself getting out of bed in the morning and tiptoeing to the bathroom.
What does that mean?
When you tiptoe someplace, it's like, yeah, hey, you want to... I can't explain it.
Okay, you're tiptoeing.
Yes, I find myself tiptoeing to the bathroom. I tiptoe into the kitchen. I kiss my wife. I do a little kick. Forget it.
It's kind of sounding weird.
Yeah, huh?
Coach, the best of luck. Have a good fall. We sure do hope to see you back on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, luck be a lady tonight.
There. Did you hear that? That was me belching.
Yeah, you're the guy, man, that's tiptoeing to the bathroom.
Yeah,
so
every time he feels he's still got the dance in him.
Yes, he feels as if he still needs to dance. And I know how that feels. When you start tiptoeing everywhere, you want to break into a big dance and just go, oh, yeah, you know, wee. Everyone here on the panel's looking at me like I'm a whore.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not, Margaret. Thank you, folks, and good night. World famous Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget Friday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, at the BSPs and More page on Facebook. We're doing a chat. Me, Ted Bell, and Chef Chedilia.
Yeah, don't miss that.